The U.S. Department of Agriculture puts out the climate guide. Previously, it showed Wisconsin in zones 3 to 5 on a scale of 13. The new hardiness guide does not have drastic overall changes for Wisconsin, according to Patty Nagai. She's a horticulture agent for UW Extension in Racine County. She says, though, northern Wisconsin's a bit warmer, and so are areas along Lake Michigan.
For those who live from Kenosha up through Door County, almost all of those counties now are pretty much 5B, whereas in the past there were only little pockets that were 5B and the majority of it was 5A. Some of it was even into that 4B, which is, you know, a little bit colder.
This means gardeners may be able to grow plants they've never been able to before.
In Racine, I know several people who've really been trying to plant, for example, Magnolia grandiflora. In the southeast, even though it switched from 5A to 5B, it's not going to affect the type of plants that we plant so much. When you're moving up north and you're looking at a difference between zone 4 and zone 3, there possibly are plants that you might be willing to try now.
The USDA website says the changes in its climate zone guide are not reliable evidence of global warming because the weather trends are over a shorter period. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.